This is Focus Richmond, a public service spotlight from Summit Media Richmond. Each week, we connect with the people and organizations making a difference right here in our community. If you're part of a nonprofit or charitable group and want to share your story, reach out to us at garrett.dahl@summitmediacorp.com. Now, let's jump into this week's Focus Richmond.
Welcome to Focus Richmond. I'm Garrett. Today we're talking to Travis Tolbert. He's the event coordinator for the Wild Horse and Burro Adoption Event in Doswell, which, by the way, is scheduled for June 13th and 14th of this year at Meadow Event Park. Travis, I've been to the event a couple of times, but tell me a little bit more about it. Explain what the Wild Horse and Burro Adoption Event is.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So the Wild Horse and Burro Adoption Event is an event that we put on there in Doswell, Virginia every year that helps place animals that are gathered from western rangelands and placed in good homes there in the Doswell area.
Travis, who are the primary organizers and partners involved in this event?
Yeah, absolutely. It's BLM. We have Forever Branded, which is our partnership, along with Mustang Champions. We'll also have some demonstrations by a local trainer there through SBF Mustang Eventing. Ann Hanlon is her name. We're excited to have her out this year.
Now, I'm curious, how did this actually come about? Because how many years have you been doing this? I know I've been involved with it the past couple years, but how did this event actually come about?
So this event came about, we hold events all across the United States all year. So this area was selected based on the amount of, just interest in the area along with the Meadow Event Park, and its historical significance in that area. We have a great support from folks in the area, from Garrett there at Montpelier Feed and Seed. We have great support there with the veterinarian that we use, Dr. Callie at Dover Equine, and just Glenn Martin there at the Meadow Event Park is second to none. The facilities are fantastic, and like I said, the historic significance is why we keep coming back to Doswell every year. I think this is our fifth year going to Doswell.
Now, you hold this in the, this is the horse arena there at the State Fairgrounds, basically at Meadow Event Park. Who is eligible to adopt a wild horse or a burro, and I guess, what are the specific requirements?
Yeah, absolutely. So applicants must meet basic facility requirements that can be found on our website, blm.gov/WHB website. We have those requirements on there. But in a nutshell, each animal will need 400 square feet minimum of corral space, which is about a 20 by 20 for untrained animals. Suitable corral materials like pipe panels, wood post, planks, minimum of a 1.5-inch thick, horse fencing, the minimum height requirement for an untrained animal is 6 feet. A gentle animal or a yearling or burro is under 5 feet. Burros can get away with 4.5, but we recommend 5 feet, strictly because, they can leap as well. For the area, vary, depending on, your the shelter requirements in your area and your state. You can go through the Department of Agriculture for that. But, areas like New York is going to need a three-sided shelter versus areas like, say, Georgia will just need natural shade from like a tree, or they can also have shelter too. But, yeah, it's just best to visit our website for the latest shelter requirements.
Now, you mentioned New York and Georgia. Do you have people who want to adopt these animals coming in from other states?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have people coming in from all over. We try to reach a large, broad audience to attract, folks to the area just to showcase the animal's versatility, and kind of just educate the public as much as we can with people from various backgrounds in the equine industry or world.
Well, you guys put together a great event, and when you go to this event, you're going to walk in, you're going to register, right? You're going to see people. Who will be available on site to assist the potential adopters, I guess, with the application and the adoption process?
Yeah, so we'll have BLM staff and volunteers there ready and willing to assist the public. Our BLM staff, we bring folks in from all over the United States, so they're not just strictly from, the Virginia area or whatever. They're from Arizona. We have folks coming in from Montana, Wyoming, areas like that that are on range with these animals to answer any questions the public may have. So it's a really cool and unique opportunity for folks in the East to interact with folks that are actually out on range with these animals to kind of explain, you know, a little bit more about them. So we use this platform as an education for the public and to try to assist, you know, folks with adoptions, answer any questions they have, and just render all assistance and every assistance that we can.
I've seen the little sheet attached to the corral, and it, you know, tells you what kind of horse it is or what types of animals are available for adoption. Are they trained? Are they untrained? And what are their age ranges?
Yeah, so what you're referring to is what's called a pin sheet. The pin sheets are on outside of each pin. They'll tell you the neck tag number of the animal, where they're from, usually their characteristics as far as their gender, and then their color. How we kind of identify those animals in like the kind of the shorthand way. Like, we have 8-digit freeze marks on that fully tell us everything about the animal. But you know, the neck tags and the pin sheets are really kind of what we use for the public. We have burros at the event. We'll have some yearlings, and then we'll also have adult horses, all untrained. We don't really know what's coming yet as far as like the you know, where HMAs are going to be presented at the Doswell event, but you can guarantee Nevada. It's our largest area of concentration of wild horses out on range. So typically Nevada, Wyoming, Idaho, and Utah is usually what you're going to see at our event.
What is the adoption process, and what are the fees associated or the incentives?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the adoption fees are $125. We'll have a competitive bid on Friday, June 13th. That'll start at 11 a.m. We don't have the adoption incentive program anymore. However, you know, adopting one of these animals is a remarkable feeling and sense of companionship, and the versatility of these animals is unmatched. So we don't predict the adoption incentive program, you know, impacting our placement rate. So yeah, $125, that's what the minimum bid will start at, and then everything will be first come, first serve starting at 12 p.m. Okay. on the 3rd.
If we're reaching potential adopters, what kind of preparations do they need to make before they get to the event?
Yeah, great question. So apply for the for adoption or purchase, whatever program they're most interested in. We have information available for that on our website, blm.gov/WHB. That'll tell you more about those programs and what kind of interests you. Some folks like the adoption, some folks like the purchase route. But we recommend that you apply through the online corral prior to showing up. We have user guides available on the online corral to assist prospective adopters and purchasers in using the system. It's just kind of one less thing that you have to complete when you arrive. The trailer is really important. Please make sure you have an approved trailer for transport. We need an open box with enough room for the animal to turn around with no larger than a 13-inch opening at the top. Preferably, we don't care for ramps on the trailer, but if you have one, just make sure that it just acts as a secondary door.
Yeah. So the event is coming up on June 13th and 14th. Are there specific times for auctions or demonstrations or anything like that?
Yeah, so the event will start Friday, June 13th. We'll have an online corral pickup from 8 to 11, with the public viewing being at that same time, 8 to 11. The competitive bid will begin at 11 a.m. and then followed by first come, first serve till 5 p.m. that day. The Saturday will be 8 to 1, and that'll also be first come, first serve. We'll have demos starting at 9. They'll usually last for about an hour, and then, you know, two on Friday and one on Saturday.
Is there generally a deadline when you have to submit your, I guess, the adoption application online?
Yeah, so June 6th is how I'll answer that question, simply because we'll be traveling that Monday and kind of getting our event set up and all that. So we won't have as much time to be able to review applications there, since we'll be setting up the event. We will be reviewing applications on site, but it'll just be expedited if you can apply prior to that June 6th date.
Okay. If somebody adopts an animal, when do they receive their official ownership or title of the animals that they adopt?
Yeah, great question. So a minimum of a year for adoption. We'll send you, it looks like a piece of junk mail. It's like a 4x11 piece of paper in the mail, and you'll have to get that fill out by yourself and a certified official, which could be a veterinarian, farrier, et cetera. You'll get that filled out, and then you'll send that in, and we'll send you a certificate of title. That's the adoption way. For the purchase way, the bill of sale that you receive that day acts as the title, and the animal's yours as soon as the trailer door shuts.
Okay, perfect. Why is the BLM hosting this adoption event, and what are the real goals here?
Yeah, the goal is to really to protect the health of our public lands. We manage lands out on in the West, and managed population growth for wild horses and burros, and just without natural population controls and predation, the rate of, you know, their rate can increase up to 20% annually. It can double in size every 4 to 5. If they aren't appropriately managed, there's no population control. The resources out in the West to ensure healthy animals will perish. So the reason for the adoption program is to allow members of the public to adopt these animals, see what type of animals there are as far as they're eating. Easy keeper, they're extremely versatile and adaptable, and they're developed strong bonds and affection with their new owners. And we want folks in the American public to be able to receive, you know, this type of, or for them to receive this type of care and experience these animals firsthand.
I've gone down the TikTok rabbit hole as a side note of all of the burros that I think I've gone down the burro TikTok rabbit hole and seeing all of them that are just so, they have personalities of their own after a while. Do you see that a lot with these animals?
Yeah, they develop personalities all on their own. They're all different. They develop strong bonds with their owners once they trust them. And they're often described as intelligent and affectionate, and make them enjoyable companions. It's a rewarding aspect of Mustang ownership, you know, the strong bond that they develop. And it's just really a feeling unlike any other.
You may have mentioned this before, but I just want to ask again, where are the wild horses and burros originally from, and how are they brought to Virginia?
They're from 10 Western states. They're brought to Virginia on livestock trucks.
Okay.
We have strict resting periods for them along the way because it's such a long journey.
Right.
But that's where they're from.
If somebody wants to find out more information, what is the best way to get a hold of you guys, or Facebook, internet? Where should people reach out to?
Yeah, we have a couple ways. The BLM.gov/WHB website that I refer to is a great resource, provides every how-to guide, every question you can think of. And if there isn't a question that's answered on that website, you can reach out to me directly at TLTOLBERT@BLM.gov. I'd be happy to either find the answer or answer the question directly to you. We also have our 1-800 number, 1-866-4-MUSTANGS. You can call that number, and they can happily assist you with whatever question that you may have.
That's awesome. This is, look, as an attendee of the event and watching the people come in to try and adopt or purchase these animals, they just have a love for them and a passion for them, and it's nice to see. And if you haven't been to one of these events and you've been thinking about getting, you know, one of these animals, this is a great opportunity to really help out an animal who you know, needs a great place, great owners, great home.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. Yeah, they're incredible, and it's just a great opportunity that we can offer to the Dodgeball area and the state of Virginia. We look forward to this every single year, and the folks that we interact with at that event are second to none, and it's just, we're excited about it.
This is the Wild Horse and Burro Adoption Event coming to Dodgeball. It's June 13th and 14th at Meadow Event Park. So learn more information about it. Come on out and see these animals. Travis Tolbert, event coordinator. We sure do appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Have a good day, okay?
Thanks for listening to Focus Richmond, a public service presentation of Summit Media Richmond. If you'd like to share your thoughts on the show or want your civic, nonprofit, or charitable organization to be featured, shoot us an email to garrett.dahl@summitmediacorp.com. That's garrett.dahl@summitmediacorp.com. We'll catch you next time on Focus Richmond.